Good morning, my friends, and happy Sunday. Happy Sanctified Sunday. I hope everyone had a really good week last week as we head into this week, third week of September. Tell me it's not flying. It is flying. This week, we are still working in the Happiness Planner Journal. We are on day 5 of our Law of Attraction. So get comfortable. I'm not going to hold you long, and let's get it started. Okay. Can't start this new week without going back for last week. And my last week was so crazy busy. I think every day last week, if I go and look at my Fitbit tracker, I was anywhere between 13,000 and 14,000 steps for the day. That's how busy my week was. It was hectic. My body hurt. The only time I got to do any kind of exercise, I think, was Monday. And I was not happy with that. Like, I feel like with me and exercise, it's like if I've gotten over 12,000 steps in a day, I'm not going to exercise. I felt really drained and just tired in general. And I've been getting sleep, but I don't know. This week is going to be better. So going forward, it's looking good. What helps when I'm really busy at work like this and I have other things going on, it helps to plan out my days and schedule my task, because it just, even if I don't follow through with it completely, as long as I've got it written down, I can look at it and say, these are the things I can get to, these are the things I couldn't get to, other stuff I am working on. So, and you know, I've got some things coming up, got some things coming down the line that could cause stress. It's kind of happy stress, but you know, I'm just gonna kind of ride that wave. And I know staying calm and staying positive is gonna help me get through that, because these are things that just happen. I mean, you know, you can't really avoid some problems that arise, but you can be better prepared to tackle them without hesitation or anxiety. So anyway, this week, just two little things. I'm revisiting, and I call it a rant because that's what it was. I'm revisiting what I talked about last week, because I said time to go. And you know, some upcoming things that are happening here, you know, at home. And then I'm going to briefly talk about my end of the year outlook, because it's almost October, and hey, I'm just moving things right along. So last week I talked about it being time to go, because I was experiencing not so much problems, but just frustrated with the building that I live in general, and frustrated how things were going. And you know, like I've always said, be careful what you ask for. So I voiced my frustrations with the admin office here, and also talked to you know, my landlord. And lo and behold, everything that I addressed in my frustrations is being taken care of. So we're about to have a mini renovation here. I'm getting all of my convector units. If you don't know what a convector unit is, it's an air conditioning and heating system. A lot of older buildings built, I want to say around the 60s through the 80s, have these convector units. Not radiators, but because they produce hot and cold. And the convector units in my place are dated 1965. I think it's about time we got something new, but they're very expensive. But, you know, that was approved. So all new convector units, which is awesome. I am putting in my coin to get a new vent hood and a new fan for my kitchen. I was having problems with my oven, the temperature gauge control. That is being fixed tomorrow. Awesome. My biggest problem was the bathroom. I blogged about my bathroom, talked about what I was doing, but because this building is so antiquated, to do anything on your own, it's almost impossible. So I have already purchased a new vanity, a new backsplash, new shower kit, new faucet. The only thing that's not happening is the floor. My daughter's like, hey, now's the time. They need to do the floor. They really do, but you know, I can't be greedy. They're already doing a lot, so I can't be greedy. But it was basically everything that I asked for is coming. The one thing I want, this building doesn't have the capacity to do. And that's just another thing too. It's like, I've wrestled for many years with renting versus owning. And sometimes renting is convenient for what you need in your life, because maybe you can't afford to purchase one. I live in near Washington, D.C. It's expensive as all get out, so that's one. Maybe you don't have the means or know-how to repair or fix things. Maybe you're not handy. Sometimes it's just easier for you. Some people prefer that. I've wrestled with both. But I do think it's about time that I try to find something where I don't have to ask to do anything. It's mine. I can do things. I can change it. I can envision it. It can be what I want. I mean, don't get me wrong. When you rent, it's still home. You pay for it, it's home, right? So, I don't know. It's just that, you know, little thing that's like been gnawing at me. What do I do? What do I do? But there are always really, really great programs for first-time home buyers and tax breaks and things like that. So it's going to be more advantageous to me to be able to purchase. But again, while I'm in limbo, looking for a place, it's going to take time to apply for some of these programs, find out how much I qualify for, and be in an area where I want to be in. That's going to take time. But in the meantime, in between time, and while I'm here, I'm just happy that these things are being done. What can I say? Where you rest your head, your home absorbs all your stress from the day. And I mentioned something, this was a while back when I wrote this whole post dedicated to home, and even my friend said, could you not think of anything else to talk about that day? I mean, that doesn't seem substantial. Let me tell you, if you don't have a place to rest your head when you are comfortable, nothing else is right. And trust me, I know, I understand this. When you are going through it, sometimes you just want to be home. Home takes care of you when you are sick. Home helps to restore you. Home sets the balance for how you go out during the day. If your home life is peaceful and cohesive, or even if it's not and it's yours, it's your house. It's where you go to get away from everything else, to feel good. It's where you entertain. It's where so many things happen. So home is important. Never underestimate where you are right now and how your house makes you feel, and all that we do to decorate it and make it pretty and make it, you know, serene and cohesive and we put our style into it and all this energy, it's important. So again, upcoming renovations, happy about those renovations, excuse me, and just trying to prepare for how we're going to maneuver around them. So big things popping. I'm happy with that. And I know it's a little early, but I'm looking at the end of the year outlook as far as what I'm looking forward to. So far, as we round up in October, and this is the end of year outlook for my blog, because around the end of October, I started my blog in 2017, so it'll be 2 years for me. And through this blog, I have accomplished a lot of things. I have learned a lot of things. I've been frustrated. I've been ready to stop. And I've come full circle to say, hey, this is a hobby for me. And it's something that I like to do. I enjoy doing it. It brings out those creative juices. I stay in tune. I stay involved. I read other people's blogs. I like, you know, what they're doing. And it's just a means of sharing information. What I see for my blog up and coming, I see me continuing. I did scale back a day because doing 3 days was stressful. I scaled back to 2 days. And it's more my speed. It's more my flow. I'm looking forward to continuing. I am still finding ways to support this website, because that was the biggest thing, finding a way to support it. Working with a couple of brands and having a few friends to subscribe and, you know, get to know me. And, you know, I'm always about, you know, working together and sharing ideas. And so far, I like where this is going. I have no plans to stop. And that is a wonderful thing. So we are going to move on to day five is asking, what is the most important thing you would like to attract in your life right now? Focus is essential to the process of bringing our desires into our lives. If you focus your attention to what is working in your life and what needs adjustments, you can often gain clarity on the things you desire most. Okay? If you had one wish, one thing you can bring into your life right now, what would you focus on? And my journal is patience. Let me sidetrack. When you're a young parent, you learn patience. When they're growing up, you have patience. My daughter is an adult. I learn patience. I have a certain amount of patience for her and for some things. But on the other side of that, I have nothing in the patience department. I don't have patience anymore. I used to. I used to have a patience. I used to have a tolerance level. And I think it has a lot to do with me getting older. I thought that when you got older, you had way more patience, and maybe it'll come back to me. But right now, I'm just feeling like I'm pulled kind of thin, and I want to be able to have more patience and peace with things. And I want to be able to respond positively and give people and other things time. I want to have that patience. So again, it's one of the more important things, and it's an area where I'm lacking. I want to be able to practice patience at work, especially at work, because that's where I have none. In my personal life, and relationships with family and my loved ones. I would love to have more. I have it, but I want more. And in my other endeavors, like this website or anything that I decide to do, I want to have more patience within it and going forward. With patience comes quiet. With patience comes peace. You have to have a peace within yourself to have that patience, to give people time to get to where they need to be, or just to give people time, give things time. You know, it's so important in today's environment, in today's climate. And I figure if I can learn to be still and be quiet and listen to God, I will learn patience, thus attracting more of it into my life, because that's what technically this is about. It's about what you want to attract in your life right now. And I think that if I had more patience with things, then I would have a better attitude. Having a better attitude would calm me down, thus bringing more happiness into my life. And that's where we are. I'm doing all of these things to be happy, to maintain self, to have an awareness, and to be more attuned to things. With this journal, I don't expect to be one of the shiny, happy people all the time, but I expect that things won't make me as angry. I expect that I'll have a happiness about things. I'll be calm. I can learn just a whole new way of sustaining as I grow older. I guess that's what I want to say. So that is basically going to do it. Did I hold you all too long? Let's hope not. I mean, come on. If you're like me and you are talking for a living, you kind of love to hear yourself talk. I don't know if I love it, but there's something in me. I can't say that I don't love it. But y'all might be tired of hearing me talking. Hey, I don't know. But anyway, gonna end it now. And as I always end my Sunday post, with a little bit of information, I've included a link to a featured article from the Happiness Planner, which talks about the key to attracting what you want into your life. Okay. I have also included a link to all my other posts in this series, day one, the homework worksheets, which are clarity, day two, another homework series, which is the list of attractions, day three and day four. So I have included all that goodness, up in here. I have also, added in my, links at the bottom, the link to Penzu, which is a 100% private online customizable journal. If you are not journaling and you are going through something, I cannot stress how important it is to get it out and write it down. I know you may not be thinking it, but trust me, it will change your life. It will change your outlook, and it will give you self-awareness. Start journaling, people. I'm telling you. I've also, sorry, there was a lot in that breath. I've also included a link to The Next Right Thing. I did finish that book. I loved that book. That book will get 5 stars for me every single time, because it allowed me to stop, think, and slow down, and gave me a new way to approach decision making through Christ. Right? The one thing I can say that I took away from this is to be still and be quiet and listen for God's plan. That's what I took away from that. So, really, really good read. I've also included a link to the Happiness Planner and this box in this series, because attraction is only one in the series. There is love, there is confidence, there are several different ones, and maybe next week I will link all of the different boxes in so you can take a look. It is really an investment in your soul. With that, I will close out this little podcast and my blog post today. Thank you so much for visiting my blog. I like to thank each and every one of you who have subscribed. If you haven't subscribed, go ahead and click subscribe. You can get these posts via your email and listen to them at your leisure. What can I say? And I would also love to have you join the family. You know, the more the merrier. Let's all get together. But no, anyway. Enough of that tomfoolery, y'all. Gotta have some tomfoolery in Sunday. It's Sunday. Gotta have a little bit of tomfoolery, right? But anyway, I want everyone to go out, be positive, be great, have a wonderful week, and as I always say, know thyself.